welcome.
We started off. We got the first one, man.
What's it like to be a New England Patriot?
Well, knowing this is my first actual interview, you know, it feels good. You know, long anticipation of getting here, getting to camp, getting around the guys, and you know, just seeing how this organization is ran, and you know, I'm liking everything that I see, and you know, hopefully I can just fit in.
What's the biggest difference you've sensed being here as opposed to Oakland or Minnesota?
It's you know, football is football, and you know, when you're winning, everything's good. When you're losing, everything's bad. So you know, really the only thing that I can really say is, you know, we got a great group of guys, along with coaches, you know, here. And, you know, I enjoy it. I love coming to work every single day, just being around these guys.
So it's like a new beginning for you, more or less.
Well, I've had two of those. So, you know, I don't really want to call it a new beginning. I guess it's, like I said, it's something that, you know, you dream of, you know, knowing that, you know, the New England Patriots sits high on a lot of people's charts. And, you know, as a wide receiver, to come and play with a core of guys, you know, with Tom Brady, you know, Kevin Falk, you know, the offensive line. So it's a great group of guys, you know, that we have here on the field and off the field. So that's something I can really enjoy.
Have you connected with Brady yet?
You know, we have a relationship that, you know, I've always been a big fan of his. And, you know, now that, you know, I'm here, you know, playing alongside of him, I don't want anything to change. So, you know, I'm not going to try to get in his way to anything that he does, and hopefully he doesn't get in the way of anything that I do. And I'm just basically talking on the field because that's, you know, one thing I came here for was to be with this group of guys, the organization as a whole, and just try to come out here and just, you know, help what I can do and win some games.
Any expectations?
Butterflies? You feel nervous at all out there?
At first I did. Like I say, they have a long list of guys that they have on their team, and you know, they have Pro Bowlers, you know, future Hall of Famers, and you know, my biggest thing was you know, coming in with a locker right beside Tom's, and right next to right of me is Vinny Testaverde. So you know, I think that's where the butterflies came in, was just really getting in the locker room and meeting the guys. But once we get out in the field, that's really where you get your freedom at.
Randy, expectations are high. Are yours as high? I mean, do you expect to have one of the best years of your career here?
My expectations is to go out and help this team, you know, succeed, and that's by, you know, winning games. So, you know, the expectations that, you know, you guys and everyone else put on us is all on the outside. But I think that the expectations that we have here on this team is also set high. So, you know, we look forward to good things, and, you know, once we go out to practice, you know, Coach Belichick puts us through, you know, hard work, and, you know, even in the classroom. So, you know, we can't expect anything less. So our expectations are high just from coming inside the locker room.
And what are people going to know about you or find out about you that's different than the perceptions that maybe you've come to this team with?
To be honest with you, I don't plan on changing. I just want to go out here and play football. So really anything that you've heard, you know, about me, good or bad, you know, some's a lie, some's true. So, you know, hopefully the true stuff will come out, and hopefully the bad will stay bad back there. So, you know, like I said, I don't plan on changing. I think the guys are getting to know me and understand that, you know, I love to win and, you know, carry myself as a professional athlete. So, you know, hopefully that'll take it a long way.
Do you feel you get a bad rap at times?
Yeah, I think I get a bad rap just for the fact that, you know, I'm not that open. And, you know, hopefully y'all don't take it in a negative way. I don't really like to do interviews because that's not my job. My job is to catch touchdowns and help the team win. So, you know, I don't really plan on, you know, being too much in front of this mic all year. So take it how you want to take it.
Randy, can you tell us about the jersey number 6 and what your plans are, obviously, for what you will be wearing?
Well, I just told them sometimes, you know, you can be able to go back and get your number, and sometimes you can't. So they really told me the 6 was the available number that they have back in the equipment room. So I said, just give me a number, I'll make it. And I guess there's a little buzz around right now with me and number 6. So I really don't care about a number. All I care about is, you know, suiting up and going out here and winning on Sundays.
Randy, on draft day weekend, you said you're going to see the old Randy Moss on that conference call. What does that mean? Is that still hold true?
I just think this as far as me, you know, getting back to making plays and showing my versatility, and that's what I meant by the old Randy Moss. And early in my career, I was showing a lot of that, and, you know, late in my career, it sort of, you know, got away from me. So now that, you know, I'm sort of enthused and energetic to be in the position that I'm in. That, you know, I want to bring the old Randy Moss, and that's, you know, going to get it deep and making plays, one-handed catches, all the above.
Why did it get away, Randy?
I think just the football side of not winning. And, you know, you play this game like Coach Herman would say, you know, you play to win the game. So, you know, with wins comes a lot of joy, and with losses comes a lot of sorrow. So I think just like I said, by me coming, you know, here helping this, you know, organization any way I can, and hopefully, you know, can result in some wins.
How bad do you want a ring?
Well, first of all, I mean, a ring is really long term. And, you know, first of all, we, you know, got to make it through camp, and then make it through preseason, then get regular season, and hopefully make the playoffs. So, you know, we got to start from the bottom and climb our way up to the top. But at the same time, I mean, I'm a 10-year vet, so, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say I don't want a ring. But, you know, this organization, you know, has three, and the players know how hard they have to work to get back to that point. So, you know, all I'm here to do is just to work hard every day and just come out, and hopefully I can just give something.
What's unique about this offense, Randy? The things that you maybe haven't seen for a while or aren't as accustomed to? What are you finding that's unique?
Really, mostly all offenses are the same. But I think that the way, you know, the fast pace, you know, how they call their plays and the terminology and things like that's what's different. So, you know, I'm sort of catching on. I'm still sort of like a rookie in the way of making mistakes and jumping off sides and things like that. So I'm still getting the hang of, you know, how they run things out here on the field. So, you know, I'm basically saying, you know, in a certain sense, I'm actually blessed to be in an offense like this.
As far as Coach Belichick and Brady, what are different about these guys that you can see coming in? I mean, what makes these guys winners? What makes them different?
You know, taking their job serious. You know, we have times, and, you know, Belichick is, you know, as y'all know, he's straight-faced and don't really joke around a lot. And I think that when he, you know, comes out, you know, with his coaching style, you can see that he really means the business. And Brady's the same way, and that's something you can appreciate, knowing that, you know, you have a bunch of guys, and as Coach Belichick, he has to lead all of us. So that's just something that's unique about him, that everybody's on the same page, even in minicamp, and that's something you can hang your hat on.
Randy, how instrumental? Coach Belichick told us that you were excused from the offseason program, but then you showed up anyway. Why was that?
I mean, I'm a 10-year vet, and you know, I know how hard it you have to work out to come into a season. Injuries do occur as the season goes on, but you know, I didn't really, you know, tell him, you know, anything like that. He just asked me, what do I normally do in the offseason? I said, work out. Well, then he told me that most of the guys were up here working out, so that's why I came. You know, I want to fit in, and, you know, nothing that I've done over my 9-year career has never stopped me from fitting in with my teammates. You know, I still love to play the game, and, you know, hopefully, like I said, you know, hopefully the results of this season will hopefully be good.
What are your plans after minicamp?
Probably take a little slight vacation, and you know, get back to training. So, you know, I put a lot of emphasis this offseason on, you know, one, getting my speed back, getting my body back 100%, and, you know, trying to just come into camp and just impress the team.
What do you think of the receiving?
Two last questions, guys.
We're gonna be okay. You know, I still listen, you know, a couple things, you know, that they say about the receiving corps as a whole, but, you know, we're going to be all right. You know, we have speed, we have quickness, we have strength, we have height. So, you know, basically, we're just going to put, you know, whoever out in the field and see what works.
Randy.
Is it fair to say that the Patriots took a bit of a risk on Randy Moss at this point, or do you feel
that? Now, see, all the questions was good, and he wouldn't come with that.
Hey, y'all take it easy.